Good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is awesome to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If you're just now joining us, if you're just now finding us, welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerHour.com, and ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. You can get all the information, all the great products that we present for your health, for your happiness, for your success, and for your freedom. That's what we're all about here. And a fantastic broadcast. Catherine always does a good job. Today, particularly researching, you know, we were having a discussion, my uncle and I, before the, I don't know if you heard it. I don't know if Todd cut it off or not. We're getting pretty heated about some of these topics.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll bring this to the show.
We like to mix it up.
We'll bring it to, hopefully we'll bring this to the show a little bit. We didn't spend it all.
Todd didn't say a word through the whole thing.
Yeah, Todd's quiet. Gerald Celente will be here. And I know he's going to talk about the White Shoe Boys. I love when he says that. Anyway,
yeah,
Gerald Celente from Trends Journal, Trends Research Center will be here. And then Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. And I don't know, you'd be hard-pressed to find too many more people that are more important than him right now. Mm-hmm. With everything that we're looking at, DARPA is now saying that they're going to get involved in the censorship.
Yep.
You know, DARPA, our military, is now going to be involved in the censorship. This is not me speaking. This is them speaking. So Zach Voorhees will be here. And, yeah, we're going to do the news. So let's get to it. Uncle Kevin, Walmart caves, bans handgun ammo, handgun sales, 223-556 ammo, and open carry in their stores.
Don't like it.
I know you don't like it. Why now?
Just pressure from people, that's all.
Do you think their sales are hurting because they're carrying guns or because they're selling guns?
No.
Okay, then what pressure do they feel? The only pressure they feel is almighty dollar. See, I don't buy that.
Well, there's some stores around the country have already banned.
What, Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah,
I've never bought another thing from them.
And other Walmarts have stopped ammo sales.
Yeah, well, now
stuff
Walmart.
Like that, and guns, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, now the CEO, Doug McMillan,
announced
Walmart will be making significant changes. Basically, they're going to, I guess they're just going to sell, 22 ammo now or something? I don't know. Or pellet guns?
Ooh, them pellet guns are fun.
Yes, they are fun. this is a big deal. There's another article in here. Catherine should have put these two together. But we might as well talk about it now. We were talking about it before the break. Todd was mentioning social credit score. There is a plan. This is the biggest story to me of the day. There is some plan being floated in the Trump administration, throughout the White House, somewhere, Congress, whatever. Anyway, it's come to the media that there's a plan to use social credit score to determine who can and cannot buy a gun.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Your reaction to that?
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. They shouldn't have said it. But do I think it's going to happen? Absolutely not.
Well, we keep going back and forth about Trump about, well, nothing's going to happen. Now, I will grant you on the red flag laws, nothing's happening. But see, I
understand your point 100%. I don't like it one bit either. But I'm looking down at the bottom, down the road at some point in time. It's not happening.
Okay, here's okay. Yeah, you want to talk about down the road? Down the road is another Democratic president in 4 years, and that will do it. See, that's...
Oh, that... I'm with you right there, yeah.
Okay, so, all right. When Trump got up in his speech, and he points at CNN and says, you're fake news, the whole landscape shook. The whole world, America specifically,
yeah.
The perception shook of media.
Me and you jumped up in the air.
Okay, right. He changed the world, right?
Yes.
CNN is fake news forever. He basically put a stake in corporate media.
Yes.
At least America's, right?
Yes, I agree, 100%.
All right. If he came out and said, we're not getting rid of guns, Americans can have guns, and we're doing everything to ensure that they can have guns, because guns are as American as apple pie. If he would say that, the same thing would happen, and the world would shake, and American perception would shake, and I don't care what president came after him, it would be double difficult for them to then enact any kind of gun control regulation.
I agree 100% with you.
Okay, then I want you to say Trump is wrong on his
I'll say it. He is wrong for coming out and saying that. I agree with you.
Okay,
but is it ever going to happen under Trump? No,
it doesn't matter.
I know.
Four years from now,
I'm with you. But am I worried about it?
It doesn't matter. What does it matter?
Yeah.
What if it's a matter of 4 years from now, somebody else does it? So 4 years. So 4 years of our life, we begged and plotted, and we could buy 22 ammo at Walmart. And then 4 years to take everything. Okay. And then what's next from there? He needs to make, it's just like the border wall. See, this is, it's like an allegory for the border wall. Put the damn wall up. We're put
I'm
the
with,
wall
I'm
up. So put the wall up about the guns too. We're not getting rid of the guns. I don't care what you say. Guns are America's apple pie.
I wish he would say that.
Okay. Does that not make your watch lose a second or two?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
2 seconds.
Okay.
But is it going to happen? He's under tremendous political
from who?
From everybody under the planet.
And you think
he's getting attacked from every. Maybe he just said, "I don't want the heat on this. Well, I'm just going to tell him this. Don't worry about it." Cuz I heard he said to the NRA right when in their meeting, "Don't worry about it. This will never happen. I'm just saying this to."
He also said Hillary would be in jail if he was president. He also said that too.
His thing ain't over.
Do you believe Hillary's going to be in jail?
I'm not betting my watch on that.
Yeah, I would bet lunch on that if I were you. Where was I on this?
I concede.
It's very important because
he can change
the whole discussion.
I agree.
Oh, political pressure. Nobody's voting for gun control is voting for Donald Trump.
Right.
So what does it matter if he pisses them off?
I don't know. You know, he's under so much pressure. Maybe he just doesn't want to fight another battle. You know, I don't know.
I think he'll pull. Whoever's giving him that advice is
Kushner. His little demon rat.
it's Kushner. Yeah. Okay. So, because really he'll polarize his base. Then people who didn't even vote in 2016, even more people will get off the couch.
Maybe so. But I don't like it.
If you're for gun control, you're not voting for Trump. This is the issue.
Yeah.
This is a more obvious issue than the border, the guns, to me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, border, you can go back, border
no.
back and forth, even people that will support Trump, maybe not, but everybody who supports Trump, everybody supports guns in America, I would say. Or, you know, what, 95%. You know, 95%. I would think.
Close.
Okay. Let's go on with the news. Now, here is good news. Maybe your watch will pick up one of them couple seconds of loss.
Okay.
Trump administration diverts $3.6 billion from military projects to border wall. You're not seeing this in radio land. He's shaking his watch, but holding it up to his ear.
Just making sure it's running.
Well, before the election, he better have that border wall on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's things people remember that in Hillary Clinton more than anything. Hillary Clinton in jail and a border wall up more than anything, I would think. I mean, maybe there's some other things. As snap elections loom, Nigel Farage throws Boris Johnson a lifeline with a catch. Nigel Farage's Conservative Party will get behind Boris Johnson if you get rid of that Theresa May Brexit deal and just let's have a hard Brexit.
Or
some other negotiated Brexit.
Yeah,
but
I like
let's
it.
Do it.
I like it.
I'll get behind you, Nigel's saying, but let's do this. Hurricane Dorian. Excuse me. Dorian lashes Florida with tropical storm conditions as Carolinas brace for a very close brush. Okay. There's conflicting stories about this. You mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah.
Why we have the ability to stop a hurricane. James McCanney has said this plainly.
Yep.
We can stop a hurricane if we want to stop a hurricane.
Yeah, we could cut it off dead, twist it. Put it any which way you want, you know?
You had the story from, I can't remember the website.
Yeah.
So what's the name of that website?
Ventusky.
Spell that.
Ventusky.
Okay, what is Ventusky saying? And this is a weather site, I guess?
Yeah, basically. You can go there and see a live live stream of the
radar of the storm.
Yes.
Okay,
and,
so what do they say?
And the wind speed.
All right, so what do they say?
And they say they're exaggerating the wind speeds of the
by
50 miles per hour.
By 50 miles, they're exaggerating. Why?
Yes.
Why would they be doing that?
I don't know.
It's like everybody's doing it. Are there not meteorologists in every?
Yeah,
they can go to Ventusky. This is where quote unquote conspiracy theories they get That's why people don't believe them. But
everybody's in on it.
Right, exactly. It's like some of these things, it's like everybody, you don't get it. Everybody's in on it.
You know, you don't get your money for your for your school if you're not in climate change.
Wow. And then
I got another
that's
one.
That's why, again, getting back to what we said before, that's why it's so important that Trump is there. He says something about guns. Something real about about guns.
I agree.
Not placate these traitors.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. Let's wrap this up. We've got tons of stories.
And above ground world news, Mike Morales, he says this storm that he sees is all made up.
Now that's even bigger.
All made up. It's all generated out of nothing.
Well, people are getting rain.
Yeah, yeah.
In Florida, the rain.
No. It's made up out of nothing. Man-made. It's man-made.
The storm. There is a storm.
Man-made.
I got
storm.
You. Okay.
And in his pictures from space, you can see a blue line going. Remember they said it's going to stop in front, right on top of the Bahamas for at least 36 hours.
There's a blue line stop.
There's a blue line coming up on the radar. Yes, there's a blue line that you can see from space. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very interesting. I mean,
yeah, go check it out.
See what Vandusky.com.
See what you think.
I don't know.
Mike Morales.
We
have no idea if these are
There's no telling. This is what social media is doing to us. An article from Michael Snyder. Basically, it's reworking our brain, making us impatient. I mean, you can read the article. ThePowerHour.com. You go to news and check that out. Very worthwhile. Diet Coke, if you drink, I think sodas in general, but specifically Diet Coke. If you drink 2 Diet Cokes a day, this new study, it increases your risk of a deadly heart attack or stroke by 50%.
And doesn't it say anything about obesity in here? I heard it causes obesity too.
Well, sure it does. It revs up the aspartame and the high fructose corn syrup. Rev up the I don't know if the it would probably be prudent to limit consumption of all soft drinks and replace with a healthier alternative such as water. Well, that's the understatement of the day. There's the understatement of the day. Other than Trump should be American about guns.
I agree 100% about it. I wish he'd be out there with a sludgehammer on the podium, beating the sludgehammer. We are not getting rid of guns. It ain't happening.
Military suicides top record despite government's best efforts. We have to do better. We have a lot of veterans. Listen, Joyce always helped veterans. She was in the military. She has a lot better connect. Doug Rocky. There's a lot of resources. If you're a veteran and you need VA help, please call us. We have resources with Doug Rocky that can help you and information. And if you feel like this, anybody, I don't care who you are, veterans especially, if you feel depressed, if you feel, hey, I just don't feel right, whatever, we're not counselors or anything, but, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, at least you can talk to us. Give us a call.
And did you see the guy up in Oregon got the ex-military guy got his guns taken away?
Yes, that's another red flag law.
Yeah.
We got a caller. We're going to go to Sherry in Texas. Sherry in Texas, you're live on the air. It's so good to talk to you. What's on your mind, Sherry?
It's good to talk to you, too. Yeah, I want to point out that it was my understanding, and I have so much to say, but I'm going to keep really short for you. 39 miles an hour, it becomes a named storm. At 105, it's a Category 1 and 2. At 105, it's a Category 1 and 2. At 215, that's a top Category 3 and going into a lower 4. At 215. At 240 miles an hour, that's a Category 4. And at 255, that's a Category 5. So you're looking at something that went from 200 to 250 at least and was stationary for over 2 days.
I think it went not 250, 150. I think 150
is... Well, that's not the figures I understood. So we're going to find out. Let me tell you what this is like. It's like Hurricane Ike. They did a special about that. And I phoned Mike Rivera's show, even though it wasn't on the air that day. It was on Monday. I had a precognition. I called Thursday and said, this is the last day. You can get gas. People think they're going to go in the store and get gas. And they're going to get supplies. I said, this is the last day. Friday, Daniel, the next day, the store's all closed.
Wow.
And yeah. You look at, I had a precognition on Monday, but there was this wimpy storm in the Gulf, so I didn't say anything. I said, this isn't it. Well, the thing hadn't even come out yet, but I knew it was going to be like Ike. So if you can find the TV movie like Ike, the same thing. It parked. I said, this thing's going to park, and it's just going to pour down rain. And they're telling you it's 50-mile-an-hour winds. This is a cover-up. And Mike Rivero's producer broadcasts out of Round Rock, but he takes my calls. Well, it was a best of Mike Rivero.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the purpose? Do you think this is man-made? That sounds like what you're saying. And what's
absolutely
it's going to dump rain?
I don't know. You know, if you want to know about weather modification, you have to ask China, because they're very open about it. They said when they had their Olympics back in the 1990s, somewhere in there, that they're not going to let it
Beijing.
Rain on their parade, you know. They know how to they talk about it. They use it so it's for public interest. We're not going to let it rain on our parade. We're going to divert it so we can have our parade. And they did. And so China's open about it. So there's ways to find out through DuckDuckGo and other means besides Google to find out what China says about that, especially around
all
that
right.
time when they had that Olympics.
All right, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you so much for the input. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good observation.
Daniel.
God bless you, Sherry.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
Getting back to the news, YouTube to cough up $170 million in fines over charge of grabbing kids' data. $170 million, that's like a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, exactly. That's nothing. Was that a nickel in their pocket?
California city tests buzzy campaign idea for income. There's a California city, a nonprofit in Stockton, California, funded by Yang, who's one of the candidates, Andrew Yang, of giving them $500 a month, universal basic income. Well, one, I don't think $500 is a universal basic.
No, what's that going to do?
Yeah. And even if you did give them that, then now all that means is a Whopper now is going to cost $15. That's all it's going to mean. Vegetable rich diet lowers fatigue, raises good cholesterol in MS sufferers. There's something to look at. Perth vegans. This is in Australia, but I thought this was, the interesting part about this is about that. What does a society value? And so I started to look at this. Okay, here's a lady. She's a vegan. She lives in a neighborhood. She's in her backyard. The neighbor is cooking chicken, hamburgers, whatever, on a grill.
Okay.
Of course, the smell, you know what, you know.
Yeah, it smells wonderful.
Yeah, you know what, right.
Yeah,
a grilled hamburger.
Oh,
there's nothing
man.
Like that.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, mortified and has to go inside. So she goes to the Supreme Court to sue and said how much this is damaging her life. Now, the case was thrown out.
Good.
But it got me thinking, you know, what if things were different? What if the values of society were different? What if all of a sudden meat was illegal? What if, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the values of society then get, that's why this is so important, what we value. We publicize, we promote, whatever you want to say, what we value. So when America's values change, now the world's going to change. So if we don't exercise and really push our values, you know darn well people are pushing other values.
Absolutely.
Right now. So
absolutely.
There'll be a situation where metaphorically, you're going to be in your backyard grilling a hamburger and the police are going to
come get
you.
And shut you down.
So that's what was
and
interesting
take
about
your,
that.
And take your food and eat it themselves.
Out of RT, McCarthyism 101, actors demand blacklist of Trump supporters in Hollywood. There's a fundraiser, a Trump support, Deborah Messing, Eric McCormick from, what's that show, Will and Grace. They want a list of everybody so they can know who to blackball.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's against the law, blackball.
Well, they don't, you know, it's kind of wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah.
Where's that going to go?
Yeah, nowhere.
Something fishy about America's official inflation data from Zero Hedge. When confronted with the Fed's claims that there's no inflation in the economy, most Americans roll their eyes.
They laugh.
Anybody who has, let's see, bought food or
bread,
rent, or
half the loaves of bread are in half size.
The only thing that's down is gas is down.
Yeah, gas is down. Yeah.
Still not.
It's because everything's slowing down around the world.
Well, maybe our friend Saudi Arabia, we talked them into pumping more.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it just looks bad. It's like gold and silver. Gold and silver going up starts to look bad for the economy.
What did it do today? I didn't see.
It's about the same as it was yesterday. It keeps hit, gold keeps hitting 1550 and won't push over the resistance. So obviously, Wall Street has a line in the sand there, 1550. Yeah. So if it pushes back past 1550 gold, then look out. Mm-hmm. Silver is well over 19 now. Silver's going to 2021 like this. That's my opinion.
Right.
Silver's still super cheap to me. That's my opinion. Biblical bombshells, archaeologists discover origins of David and Goliath battle. Wow. Monumental discovery in the Holy Land may hold the key to this. David, an Israelite, defeated Goliath in a single combat with little evidence to support the legends. Its origins have proved mysterious. Archaeologists evacuating Goliath's home of Gath have unearthed a new layer of ruins dating back to the time, and they're unusually large. Excavation director Aaron Meyer of Bar Ilan University of Israel says it came as a surprise after 23 years of digging. We know the size and impressive nature of early Iron Age city is quite different than previously thought.
And when you said size, were you talking about the size of the man or size of the city? Because he was a Geber.
Yeah, I've heard that. Perhaps the legends of giants among the Philistines, and in particular from Gath, might have arisen among other reasons from seeing the impressive monumental remains of the city in the centuries after its destruction. So, obviously, the city's very big. Everything's mm-hmm. very large there.
Okay.
Atlanta Fed model pairs U.S. third quarter GDP view to 1.7. You know, first it's labor statistics say, oh, wait a minute, there's 500,000 less jobs than we said there were. GDP over 2, wait a minute.
Not quite.
we're going to, of course, ask Gerald about that.
Yes.
Amazon fails to test dietary supplements for contaminants, continues to sell thousands of illegal and dangerous products.
Yeah,
what have we been telling you?
Exactly.
Buy from the good guys.
Yeah, you know it's safe here.
Elizabeth Warren narrows Joe Biden lead among Democrats, and the same poll says that Biden is ahead of Trump by how many points, do you think?
20.
12.
Oh, 12.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's asinine.
Sweetest
behavioralist suggests eating humans to save the planet.
I heard that.
This is where this is going. Alan Greenspan says it's, quote, only a matter of time before negative rates spread to the United States. I'm going to circle that and bring that up with Gerald Salente.
Yeah.
On the other side, you're listening to the Power Hour. So good.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget about the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. That's where we get the fuel to put in the car to drive down the road. Independent thought, independent ideas and concepts. They're more valuable now than ever, and our next guest really embodies that. One of my favorites, Gerald Celente, of course, the founder of Trends Journal. TrendsJournal.com, the magazine, the forecasts, very important, world-renowned. And also the founder of Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit. It's always a pleasure to talk to Gerald. Gerald, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Great having me on. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate being here.
Now, there's so many things going on. I mean, this is like one of those times where, wow, more happens in a year than happens in a decade or something. This is a crazy time right now. We're going to talk about several of them. I want to start with one thing that just jumped out at me. For the first time ever, Germany has offered negative yielding bonds, and supposedly about 17 trillion negative yielding bonds have been purchased worldwide. That seems like the most ridiculous, asinine, ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. You tell me if I'm wrong here.
Well, it's as asinine and ludicrous as negative interest rates and quantitative easing. You know, so it's just another scam by the central banksters to try to keep the game running. And that's why you're seeing gold prices go up. I mean, who in their right mind would be buy, as you mentioned, whether it's a 30-year German bond or a 10-year, 20-year bond, who would buy a bond and knowing that you're going to get less for it than when you paid for it when you cash it in? And how about this one? Why don't you put your money in one of those Swiss banks and you get a minus 0.7%, 75% interest rate charge?
Who is buying these negative bonds? It boggles my mind.
I don't know. And again, you know, it's they're talking now that, you know, Alan Greenspan, the former central bankster who ran the United States show that gave us the plunge protection team and other scams during the 80s and 90s, he's saying now that it's only a matter of time before negative rates spread to the United States.
You must be psychic, because that's exactly where I was going to go. The last story of the news was from CNBC. What does that mean? Time frame? I mean, is this, this has got to be unprecedented.
It is. It's never happened in the history of the world, part one or part two. I mean, they're making this stuff up. Look, these are slimy, low-life, disgusting human beings. Don't believe me. Hey, how about that guy? What was his name? The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, picks up a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple? Yeah, the money changers. You got it? They just changed their name. They're the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the J.P. Morgan Chase criminals. I mean, how much more proof do people need? It's right there in front of them. All they do is what...
One of the...
They're addicts. They're addicts. They cannot... They're addicts. Just like people are hooked to opiates, they're hooked to money.
You are, of course, world-renowned for your trends, and one of the biggest, I think this, they go hand-in-hand, gold and silver. You called the gold, you know, about around 1300. You said, now we're starting the bull run. Now we're starting to go up. It's gone up dramatically since then. It seemed some strong resistance about 1550. It seems like maybe that's the line in the sand. I don't know. What do you make of the trend right now? Where are we with gold and silver?
I've been saying the same thing now for 6 years. And you're right. On June 6th, we issued a trend alert to Trends Journal subscribers that the gold bull run has begun. Gold broke solidly over the 1325 mark. I was watching that one closely. But my breakout point for gold to spike to a 2000 was $1,450. I've been saying that for 6 years. And now it's strongly over that. It's $100, almost $100 over that. And it's been, you know, very strong above it. I see gold going to 2000. I don't see 1550 as a stop mark. And they're making, okay. As I see it, again, only, you know, I'm just, as I see it, people are making up marks now as we're going forward. And to me, it's that as my first buy of gold was $187.50. Now it's back in the 70s. So I've been watching this a long time. So to me, as I make forecasts, I make them as to where they're going to go, not as it's happening and where it's going to go.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't see 1550 as a stop point. To me, gold is on its way toward the 2000 mark. And there are others that are saying it's going to go way above. That's very, very, very possible. And I agree with that concept as well. But for me, I'm just saying 2000 is our next breakout point.
2000 would be an all-time high in gold, and silver's not even close. Are we seeing similar predictions, similar trends in silver?
Silver follows. You know, silver follows. And, you know, silver may not get there as quickly, but it will go there. Because there are a lot of people that can't afford gold, so they go into silver. But silver's downside is that it's also used in industrial production and other kinds of production.
What about crypto?
People going into crypto because that's the same reason they're going into gold. They're looking for an alternative to the fiat currencies. So the people that can't afford the gold don't know about silver, are not into that, a new generation. They're going to keep pushing the crypto markets up, and then we're seeing it. Bitcoin, how it's stabilized around $10,000 a coin. And when you think of where it came from and that price, that's an astronomical price.
I could list five major things going on in the economy. You have been talking that the greatest depression is looming over us. Explain your thoughts there.
All right, let's start with population. Go back to 1930. How many people, Daniel, you think were on the planet in 1930?
About 2 billion.
You got it. Now we added 5.5 billion. You think you've got a migrant and refugee crisis problem now? You haven't seen anything. You haven't seen anything. This is as the economies are, some of them are in recession. I mean, it's not a wonderful time down there in Argentina, Venezuela, Brazil. Imagine what South America is going to look like when the greatest depression hits. Waves and waves, not tsunamis, leaving Africa and South America trying to earn a living. Then we go into the financial aspect of it. That's over a year. For over a year, they've been saying the total global debt is around $250 trillion. It's probably closer to $300 trillion now. How are we going to get out of that debt bubble when things slow down and you can't pay the debt? Oh, and then, of course, there are the other factors. How do the banksters this time juice up the economy artificially? You know, in the United States, according to the Levy Economic Institute, Bloomberg says the Federal Reserve pumped in $9 trillion to boost the economy following the panic of 08. Levy Institute adds another $20 trillion onto that.
Oh my gosh.
$29 trillion to boost the economy that's only enriched the 1% by the numbers. So it's not, you know, this guy's a socialist saying, all right, stop. Go by the numbers. I'm only interested in the numbers. What do you got? You got three people in the United States. Gates, Bezos, and Buffett got more dough than half the country put together. You got 26 people in the world that have more money than half the world's population. The money went to the 1%. Now, the Greatest Depression. We're in a slowdown. You're looking at Germany going into recession. Germany. You know, we're not talking about Zimbabwe here. Germany, the fourth largest economy in the world. One of the greatest manufacturing quality countries in the world. Heading toward recession. What do they have? Negative interest rates over there in Europe? Oh, now they're going to go. They're talking about going from minus 0.4 to minus 0.5. Oh, and we'll throw another $60 billion a month into quantitative easing.
Let me interject here for a second. Let me throw a couple things at you because we've heard, you know, obviously we've heard for a lot of years, hey, the economy is going to collapse, whatever that means. The dollar can't support this. Everything you're saying, the weight of this. Now we look at country like Japan, who their debt to GDP, it's like 250% or what have you. I mean, can they just print this forever or is there an end in sight? I mean, that's the other side of this. That's what people will argue.
Again, the other side of it is why gold prices are going up. They just print away and they will. They'll print away and they will. And they will keep devaluing their currency. And that's why gold prices, that's the other reason they're going higher. And again, the point is, there is no room here. When the last recession hit the United States, they started lowering interest rates, were at 5.5%. What are they at now? 2%? How far low could they go? They don't have much room. Nobody has any room. You talked about Japan. Oh, they've been selling negative bond yields for how long? And then who's buying them? The government's buying them. Who's buying up the stock in Japan? The government's buying them. These are facts. Now, you got all these negative yields, and you mentioned a 250 debt to GDP ratio. China's is what, 300? A 300 debt to GDP ratio of $40 trillion in debt?
Are we staring at a situation where we're taking wheelbarrows to the grocery store again on this, like, you know, Weimar Republic? Or how is this going to break down or just going to suck money out of what?
You got it. It's going to be worthless currencies.
Do you see any reset? There's talk of reset. People keep saying, oh, reset the gold. The yuan is going to be gold-backed. Dollar is going to have some form of gold backing. Do you see that?
It could happen. You know, it could happen. And when things really hit, you know, when they really go down, and they'll call another bank holiday. They'll call in the gold again like they did before. How about that for a disgraceful name for stealing your money? A bank holiday. Holiday. You can't get your
it's
money.
A holiday for
it's a
them.
Holiday. We're taking your gold away from you. It's a holiday. We're disgusting, slimy human beings. People call us politicians. Google up the definition, a person that runs a political office, a person that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization, who's your favorite politician? Who's your favorite low-life piece of garbage, crap, coward, liar, freaking fool? I like the Republicans. I like the Democrats.
Gerald, I wish you'd tell me how you really felt. I we can't get a word out of you on these issues. You mentioned China. The trade war, the media saying that Trump is basically causing this recession. I think that's ridiculous. Your perspective on trade war, Chinese trade war.
It's BS. Look at what's going on in India, okay? Is India involved in this trade war? No. Nothing to do with them. Hey, how about that Indian Nifty 50? Doesn't look so good anymore, does it? Poof, going down. Oh, how about their economy? What is it? Five consecutive quarters of decline? The world's fastest growing economy now? Oh, look at those car sales, huh? Aren't they great? Oh, only down about 48%. So it has nothing to do with trade war. The whole thing was artificially propped up, and the artificial prop is dying. It's monetary methadone. It's a drug that they gave to the slimy banksters and addicted gamblers so they could keep their habit going.
And Hong Kong.
We all know at some point when you are drugged out, you OD, and the OD is going to be the GD, the greatest depression.
Okay, Hong Kong right in the middle of this with China. I think that there's more to this trade war, whatever, that American intelligence communities are helping to foment this. I don't know what percentage, but what's your perspective on Hong Kong?
Oh, well, China just did a very smart thing. They just, their front over there, that Miss Lam. Oh, if only a woman was in charge. You know, I'm so tired of hearing about this gender, creed, race crap. Good and bad comes in all of them. Anyway, she just announced that they're pulling off that mandatory law that they had there for a while. They were trying to push through that you can get extradited to China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what sparked the mass protests. So now Carrie Lam has said that they're withdrawing it. So China did the smart thing there. And because Hong Kong is the that's the banking capital of Asia. And if they caused more trouble there, it wasn't worth it. The Chinese were smart to end it. But here's something very important as I see it. What is Hong Kong? About 7.4 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you had 2 million people out on the streets. In America, you put on a pink pussy hat. They make it a big deal. One day you get a million people out in the street and then they go home. And they're out in the rain. They're out in terrible weather. Young people fighting. In this country, no fight. No fight. You know, don't get out of the no bullying zone. Be a little baby. Don't learn how to fight. We'll tell you what to do and how to take care of you. That's the big message to me with China. But in the long run, China owns Hong Kong. They're going to do what they want with it. But they were smart to do what they did. And that was to stop this this escalation going on and try to cool it out.
You, before we came alive, you were talking about constitutional era buildings there in New York, and we had a little discussion about the Constitution, what have you. I've never asked you this, but it's very important on our broadcast, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. This is America. This is really the only thing unique about America is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. What is your feeling? It seems like it's hanging by a thread. What is your trend for this? Will there be a youth movement? Are young people latching onto this? Where will they find? I don't know. What's your overall thoughts of those things?
No, I don't see it happening in this country. You know, you look at the people in Hong Kong. And I just went to a couple of street festivals.
I agree with you. It's inspiring. Look, why don't we do this here? I mean, even the Muslims in Britain.
Look at the shape that they're in. I just went to a couple of festivals, street festivals. It's beyond obesity of what people look like. People my age in these electric things moving them around in the streets because they're too heavy to walk.
Oh,
look at the obesity rates. There is no fight in this country. Now let's go to Hong Kong. You don't see that. The people there, they still have, they're different. To me, the people in this country have lost self-respect. They've lost the dignity, beauty, morality. It's gone. It's a junk food society. They junk down. And I don't see the fight happening at this point.
Do you see gun control? Obviously, today there's a big story, Trump administration talking about using social credit score to determine if you can buy a gun or not. I almost went through the roof.
I know. Look, the gun control will be as moronic as the war on drugs. Get it in your head, everybody. There's over about 400 million guns in the United States. If you wanted to get drugs, even though those cops are every day and we had a big bust and blah, 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 you get all you want. You get all you want. The same thing with guns. You want them, you're going to get them. And by the way, you don't need a gun. Oh, how many people did that guy in China kill the other day with a knife?
Yeah,
oh, how about the guy that blew up the thing with a bomb? How about you don't need a gun? It's like feeling us up when you go into the airport. You want to cause damage. You don't have to get on a plane to do it. I don't need a freak to feel me up. It's BS. It's moronic crap. Again, putting shoved down our throats by morons, disgusting human beings, the dumbo craps, and the repulsive kins. Ignorant morons. And by the way, I say this from experience. At a graduate school, I was the number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, New York, a city of 300,000 people. I used to work on all the campaigns in the richest county in America, Westchester County. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I have photos of me and Ronald Reagan. I was with him picked when I used to be the number two guy at a major trade association 2 days before he's speaking to our group, 2 days before he's announcing that he's running against Gerald Ford in 1976. I'm 30 years old. I've been with princes, prime ministers, presidents. It's a freak show. The same people you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council are the same pieces of garbage that are shoving crap down our throat and stealing our money to do it.
We got just about 4 or 5 minutes left. I'm going to ask you maybe a couple of little different questions. You mentioned this, America's lack of fight. You mentioned these basically chicken neck control freak, wannabe power hungry, whatever they are, and that have risen to power, basically. I see an inevitable clash of ideologies. It's like push is coming to shove. It's like traditional American values, whatever that means, versus this new socialist control grid, the nanny state, whatever it is. Do you think that there will come a clash moment? Because I feel there is.
Oh, no. The clash moment's going to happen when the Greatest Depression hits. Because what happens is when people lose everything, and they have nothing left to lose.
They lose it. All right, next question I got for you. Now, you've been interviewed all over the place. You've been on this show several times. You've had probably thousands, hundreds of thousands of questions asked you. What is the one question that nobody has asked that you answer for yourself? Or what keeps Gerald Celente up at night? What is the one question Gerald would ask Gerald Celente?
Well, the one question to me is how to change it. And I come from a whole different line of thought. And to me, art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. And that's what's lost. So if I had the wherewithal to do it, and I had a fraction of what the Bezos, Buffett's, and Gates had, I would be creating beauty. Beauty, music, and peace. Beauty and music will create the peace. We cannot advance as a society when you live in a state of fear or terror. Just put it into your own life. If your life is miserable and you're in a terrible relationship or you're getting screwed by people that you put your trust in, can you advance? Could you succeed? So to me, that's why Occupy Peace is so important to me. And that's what the motto is: liberty, love, joy, and beauty. And we can't have that in a state of war. So that to me, it's like I'm speaking a foreign language to most people, because again, I just told you, look what the people look like. I mean, it's terrible.
Gerald, I'm really moved by what you're saying, and I'm glad you brought up Occupy Peace, because that's where I wanted to go, because I'm moved by this idea. I'm moved by this concept. In a world of basically complaining, you know, we spend so much time complaining, you actually have a solution, or if nothing else, an alternative. Hey, here's an alternative idea. Can we talk about this instead of bombs or, you know, ridiculousness? Because that's all we see. I love what you're doing there. How can people get involved with you there?
Well, go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. And it's the only peace movement with a clear action plan. Close all the bases overseas, 800 of them, in over 80 countries, and bring the troops home. No, I don't want to build a wall. I want to secure the homeland. Building a wall is moronic. This is the 21st century. With our troops at home, we could secure the borders and put them to work to rebuild our third world infrastructure, rather than stealing our money and giving it to the military-industrial complex to build countries up after they destroy them, and give the troops real talents and skills by putting them to work. I call it a Troops Progress Administration. WPA was the Work Progress Administration in the 30s. Hoover Dam, highways. So that's
last thought. There's the music. For people listening, obviously, you gave them a lot to think about. 5-10 seconds. So somebody at home, Mama Smith, what should they know? What should they do next?
Get in the best shape they can, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Prepare for the worst. And get yourself in the best shape you can be.
Awesome. Gerald Celente, TrendsJournal.com, OccupyPeace.com. Gerald, it's a pleasure. God bless you, my friend.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.
Oxygen.